Christmas came so fast around the corner, we concluded we were lost or perhaps had taken a misdirection when we'd stopped and spoken thankfully to the kindliest-looking stranger. Perhaps we'd been too thankful to be listening. Our youngest throat had barely healed from singing. Our oldest eye, from a twinkle, certain of us, had said goodbye for good and all to Christmas. But there, nevertheless, he was, planting and grinning. I did hear shouts behind us, "What's the hold-up?" as we bumped into each other as we pulled up. Neighbour and neighbour nudged and were crying, "Humbug!" or saying, "I'm Dutch if it is, then eat your Homburg," when clearly it was. So kids were heaved and held up to stare comprehendingly at the hinting visage. We sat down gladly, chuckling back the message, greeted with some hysteria, some corpsing, indubitably some embarrassment at his timing, but largely with goodwill. After all, the passage is not his fault, his business or our business. "Well, if he says so, fine," was the consensus. "We'll do our bit. We always have. We want to." We told him we all wondered where he went to every year, which brought a tear to Christmas, because he really thinks we do all wonder. If You Haven't Got a Shilling by Glyn Maxwell.